Live on DAZN Worldwide, May 2nd and 3rd, Garcia versus Romero and Canelo versus Skull. Friday from 6 p.m. Eastern, Garcia returns in a history-making Times Square takeover. 24 hours later, Saturday from 7 p.m. Eastern, King Canelo faces undefeated Skull for the undisputed crown. May 2nd and 3rd, a knockout weekend of boxing. Pick one or go all in for only $90, exclusively on DAZN. Buy now at DAZN.com/boxing.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro. Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
This is going to be one of those moments where we all kumbaya. We're going to get to know each other a little bit.
Oh my gosh, I love it.
But we want to get to know the people who listen to the show as well. Mm-hmm. So we want to talk about like our simple pleasures. Mm. Now they can be the ones that everybody likes. But if you have a weird one, we want to hear those. Like, yeah. Does everybody like the sound of a baby laughing?
Yeah.
How do you not like the sound of a baby laughing?
Yeah.
Erica, you had a weird face. Like, right when I said it, you're like,
I thought you were gonna say crying, and then I, you know.
No, it's like there used to be like it was a commercial in the middle of football games, and it was just like babies like going, and then like this moment brought to you by Children's Hospital Colorado, like, and it's
adorable,
implying
except
that, like,
for the way you did it.
Yeah,
well,
that was,
I mean,
yeah,
really that creepy. Was giving witch.
Okay, all right. Step up to the microphone and do your best baby laugh. Go. That's not a baby laugh.
That was better than the witch cackle you had.
Aaron.
Thank you, Aaron.
Okay, Eric has sucked, for the record.
Ooh.
Yes. Okay. It's not an elf. It's a baby laughing. Go.
I don't know.
Pretty good.
Probably,
I just want everybody
to know. So far.
Do you guys know what a baby laughing sounds like? None
no.
of those are a baby laughing.
Aaron and I have
yours
not had babies of our own.
All right, Tiak, do yours. No, that's not even close. That wasn't Tiak. That was, go ahead. Okay.
That could be Leo.
Yeah, see?
Okay.
So not baby laughing, but some other simple pleasure.
Yeah.
Before we came on the air, I couldn't think of mine. Mm-hmm. But T-Hack remembered it for me.
It was
one
you.
Of mine.
Yeah. I don't have any of my own, but I remember yours.
Ooh.
My simple pleasure is alcoholism.
That's okay, Slacker.
Not how I worded it.
Yeah, not even close to how he
it's
worded it.
The actual answer, though.
Yeah, you like a
don't
good...
Don't spread that.
No, it's, trust me, the texters, there's one angry texter who just says...
And here they come.
Here, I know. 303-222-5423. What's my simple pleasure?
You like a good, clear ice cube.
And I'm talking clear.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
If you're sitting here drinking a whiskey drink or a vodka drink or whatever it is, and you can't tell...
Drink a whiskey drink.
Yeah. I know, we're doing it again. I just love to get people earwormed without playing the actual song.
Right.
And you can't tell there's an ice cube in it. That's just a, oh my God.
I don't know how simple that is, though, because
but
that's a long process.
It's a long process to do it. You're right.
Mm-hmm.
But it's a simple pleasure for me. So you don't always have to be involved in the doing.
Okay.
Like just me, like when I sit down at Ocean Prime and I'm like, I'll have the Manhattan, and they bring it out. I'm like, look at that. There's no cube in there.
Right.
But now they stamp their cube so you can see it. And I kind of like that too. It's like, ooh,
your
logo's
that.
Floating in the drink. Oh, that's so cool. All right, does anybody else have one?
Yeah. I do.
Okay.
Yeah, it's when my sister FaceTimes and I pick up and she says, Camden or Dawson wanted to talk to you. So when one of my nephews says, can we call Erica?
That's cute.
Yeah.
And they go,
And then they laugh like a baby. I mean, one's like almost
four. You actually like that?
Oh, man. I'm not going to lie. The worst part about this job is that we're now on the air in their call time.
Oh, no. Yeah. Well, let's just, like, they can call right now and have, like, yeah. We'll make them laugh.
Okay.
I'll tell them dirty jokes.
Nope.
See, I will tell them. Yeah. I know so many kid jokes.
They're real cute.
They are?
Yeah.
Can I just say, I know we're trying to do simple pleasures, but like the thing that I always hated, like when my brothers or my friends had kids and they'd be like, hold on. Nathan wants to talk to you. And they put him on the phone and you're like, oh.
No, it's FaceTime though.
I guess that's better.
Yeah, FaceTime's much better.
It's better.
Because then they're just like, eh. And you're like, would you put your dad back on?
Right. And like, so... they can't really understand you. Yeah, and then they go running like, off.
And you just hang up and pretend you went through a tunnel.
Right.
Okay. Let's give out, let's, if you have a simple pleasure, we want you to call. Stop texting about the other thing and calling. It's 303-222-5423.
I love getting mail. Like the old snail mail. Any letter.
But I know that about you.
What if it's a bill?
No.
Okay.
Those are all electronic. Okay. I have to make sure.
Your bills are paperless.
For good things only.
Yeah.
Huh.
Even if it's like spam or something, I love physical mail. And shout out to Bo, who sent me this printed out sheet music. I had said that I love the song Brandy by Looking Glass. And he saw them on a cruise, had it signed, and sent it to me.
Shut
Granted,
up.
It was to Bo. It says to Bo on there. But I still, it's amazing. Thank you.
Here's how much she likes this. Tiak knows, but Erica does not. Erin has gone on the air and solicited people.
No, not your home address.
No, here.
Just here.
Thank goodness. Okay.
And specifically solicited prisoners.
Oh. Yeah.
To write her letters.
I love inmate mail.
I feel like you're asking for something weird.
I have received a few and they're wonderful.
Do you write them back?
Yeah.
So you have prison
I haven't
pen
gotten
pals.
It back. I haven't. Well, they haven't responded. So aww. I wonder if they got moved. I don't know.
They shanked somebody or shit somebody and now they're.
Have they asked
security.
You to like send them anything?
No.
On the inside, you
know? Like
socks.
All right, Tiak, do I have to guess your simple pleasure? Or are you gonna,
sure. I'd love to. Can you?
It's an uncreased shoe.
Ooh.
There's something about. Or unboxing a Nike is probably
when he gets
one
that
of the
first
most,
whiff. Yeah, loves that.
It's the like smell. That first time, like, because he's got a thing. Like when I've bought stuff off of the sneakers app, he's like, "Hey, can you tell me?" That's the Nike
sneakerhead. Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
Can you tell me how the package opened? And I'm like, "What are you talking about?" I was like, "Lately, the guy that's been packaging them, he puts them in backwards, so the package opens the wrong way." I'm like, "What are you talking?" He's like, "He's ordered so many Nikes in his life that he can tell there's a new guy putting them in the package."
Also, it's not just one guy.
Just one guy.
Like, there's no way
it's one guy. It might be one guy.
It's my guy, and he's doing it wrong.
It's his guy.
I'm not opening it right.
Yeah, there's something wrong. Like,
yeah, okay. You really nailed it. Yeah, I do a very ceremonial thing whenever I wear a brand new pair. As I get into the garage, because I'm going to step onto the ground and then they will no longer be new. And I do a right foot, left foot. Like,
wow.
You really do that?
Yeah, like now they are my shoes now. I've worn them and then I go on my way.
There's something
speechless.
Beautiful about that,
thank
honestly.
You. Yeah.
Yeah, we all liked your stupid nephews, so you have to like this.
Hey, they are not stupid. And actually, they're probably listening.
Oh, yay, Camden and
Dawson.
FaceTime is here in a minute. We're about to go into something else. All right. So if you've got a weird or lovely simple pleasure, we want to hear it. And if you can laugh like a baby.
Bonus points.
We want to hear that as well. 303-222-5423.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
So we're talking about simple pleasures. Here's the weird thing. Every single person who's called in right now is boy. I was gonna talk about their junk, but like, it's, do we find that weird?
I was gonna say has a pee pee.
So now he did say it.
And then I said, you guys force me. Okay.
We're simple creatures.
I was gonna say men are simple. Women are complex.
Sounded a lot meaner when she said it.
Yeah, T-Yak. I'm not simple. Damien?
Yay.
What's your simple pleasure?
Well, I don't know if you guys can relate, but I am obsessed with RuPaul's Drag Race.
Yes. Oh, yes. My gosh.
Is it a TV show on Netflix or something? Or what's it on?
It's a TV show.
I don't know what it's on.
Yeah, it's not on Netflix. It's on Paramount sometimes.
Mm. Okay. And that's your simple pleasure?
Well, no, they also have a mobile game. I love to watch RuPaul and then play the mobile game at the same time because they have some of the same outfits that the queens wore in the game. So, like, you can dress up like them and make your own character. And
I love
this. You get to just watch it in the background and, you know, have fun.
Do you get a cut every time somebody downloads the app because Aaron is downloading it right now?
You have a referral code or something?
I've actually had it since it first came out. So I've had it for like 5 years, I think.
Oh my gosh.
I didn't know there was a game.
Right. You're going to love it. Oh my God. And then you get to judge people too on look.
Yes.
So. Okay.
Yes.
All right. We've all created a new simple pleasure today. Thank you, Damien. Scott.
Yay.
Simple pleasures. What's yours?
Well, mine's just recent. A couple of weeks ago, I was flipping through TikTok, and I see this AI created little baby with a phone and this little kitty, and all of a sudden you hear the, and they both start laughing, and it's just so cute. I'm just like laughing.
Wait, the cat? Okay. The cat laughs?
AI fart jokes?
The cat laughs, the baby laughs, they did. And like I said, it's all AI created, and it's just so funny. I'm like, I can just go on for the next one because there's several of them.
Okay. So AI fart jokes are your simple pleasure.
The reaction of AI fart jokes by babies and cats.
Which are AI.
Right.
Yeah, put it all together. By the way, Erica, welcome to the show. You're in deep doo-doo with these folks.
Yeah.
Wow. Thank you, animal.
That got dicey there for a second. Yeah. Is anyone else's face hot right now? My face is really hot. Gary.
Yes.
What's your simple pleasure?
When I get off work, getting home and rolling a doobie, man.
There we go. Erica,
yeah, man.
I am. You don't need permission from me, but after each one of these calls, you can say the men are simple thing again. Like, just rolling a doob.
She's being proven right,
AI,
I think.
Fart jokes.
Yep. We are not great here. Avery?
Hey, yai.
What's your simple pleasure?
My simple pleasure is opening up a fresh jar of peanut butter.
Oh. Mm.
Yeah. Ooh, and putting the scoop in.
Oh. Yeah.
It's like that. A spoon.
Oh, that pristine. Like, if you ever go water skiing on a lake where nobody's been on it yet.
You know, the only problem
is,
though.
No wind, first thing in the morning, absolutely.
If there's the oil on top.
Nobody buys that kind of peanut butter. You buy that kind of peanut butter?
Sometimes.
Stop buying that kind of peanut butter. Get the preservative kind that we all, you want the Jif. Mm-hmm. The Jif is the peanut butter.
Yeah, just dirty.
Dirty peanut butter.
Once again, men are simple.
Come on, like that first,
Yeah.
Oh. And then you feel weird about the first thing you put in it.
You do.
It has to be
what
worthy.
What are you putting in it?
It's weird.
Diego.
Yay.
It's turned into Men Are Simple here. We were doing Simple Pleasures, but it's just How Dumb Are Men? What's yours?
For me, when you open a bag of chips, you don't eat anything of it. You just smell it.
You open a bag of chips and then you just put your head in. You're like, and you, it's like, it's like eating it without eating it.
Yeah.
It's calorie free. Oh. Cause it's like you girls, when you're like at a restaurant and the somm comes over and he lets you like swirl the rosé.
Okay, wait, you're comparing nice wine to a bag of chips?
Yes, I am. Cause
we have a Lay's with ruffles.
Men Are Simple.
The first huff of like a bag of like,
because it's been pent up. It's been in there and then it just wants
out.
Like,
like a get the wine comparison.
But that's it. Whoa! Hello! Tiago, Vuta.
Yay.
You got some car noise going there. Vuta, what's your simple pleasure?
I really like my sweets. I'm really into chocolate.
Your sweets?
Yeah.
What do you think you said?
Weed.
Oh.
It's cholera.
There were a lot of those calls.
The Slacker Show. Alice.
105.9.